You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Satan's religion, it's out there. If you got a TV in your house, you're exposed to it daily. If you got children, he is after your children and go through the toys that they play with, the shows that they listen, the little video games that they play, everything they do, because Satan wants to influence your children. If he gets them when they're small, he's got them for life. God will destroy all of these evil things. And there's a warning for us. We read it in the last show, Revelation 9:18, talking about people that worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood. They did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or their thefts. And the mind games also, the virtual reality games, they're evil. They actually allow demons to come in and possess you when you get wrapped up and you're playing these things. God's going to destroy all of it. Anton LaVey from the Church of Satan says white and black witches, in other words, good and bad witches, get their power from the same source. He's telling the truth there. The source is Satan. Revelation 21:8 says, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexual immoral, sorcerers, did you catch that? Sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Shows, and these are old shows, but like Captain Planet, they teach kids four of the five elements that witches worship: earth, wind, fire, water, and spirit. Those are the five. Captain Planet teaches them four. Hellavision teaches us that witches are ugly with long noses. And in reality, they're often very beautiful creatures. And they teach children even one of the ways they get them, environmental issues. 32 million people believe in astrology. That's why they put it in the newspaper. They read their horrible scopes every day, try and do soothsaying to predict the future. Jeremiah 10 verse 2 says, thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the Gentiles are dismayed at them. Quit worshiping that crap. It's evil. You know, don't consult your horrible scope to plan your day out. That's satanic. People say, well, what are you? Are you a Libra, a Capricorn, a Pisces? You know what? It's all satanic crap. It's all satanic crap. If you do this stuff, repent. Repent of the sin of evil. This spiritually will destroy you. It's not worth it, folks. It's just not worth it. Don't do it. You know, the saying comes from Nancy Reagan with drugs, the war on drugs. Just say no. Well, I got a saying for you when it comes to satanic things. Just say no. It's that simple. You can survive without this crap. You can survive and you'll be just fine. In fact, God will bless you.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.